Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Average is Over, Powering America. Beyond the Age of the Great Stagnation by Tyler Cowen is a forward-looking examination of how technological change, globalization, and shifting labor markets are reshaping opportunity in the United States. Cowen argues that the long era when broad segments of the population could rely on steady gains in wages and living standards is giving way to a more polarized economy. In this new landscape, a smaller share of workers will capture outsized rewards by complementing advanced technologies, while many others will face stagnant or falling relative prospects. The book connects big-picture economic trends to everyday choices about education, careers, and communities. Rather than presenting the future as purely bleak, Cowen emphasizes adaptation, cultivating skills that work well with intelligent machines, building forms of social support that preserve dignity, and rethinking how institutions prepare people for volatility. The result is a provocative guide to navigating a high-tech, unequal, yet still dynamic America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the end of broad-based prosperity and the rise of polarization. A central claim of the book is that the economic conditions supporting a large, stable middle class have weakened. Cowen connects slow aggregate growth, increased global competition, and rapid technological progress to a labor market that rewards some capabilities far more than others. Instead of many workers sharing similar trajectories, outcomes spread out. A portion of people secure high incomes and influence, while many find it harder to maintain prior standards of security. The argument is not simply that machines replace jobs, but that the value of work becomes more uneven as software and data-driven systems amplify the productivity of certain roles and reduce the need for others. This helps explain why headline measures of innovation can coexist with anxiety about wages, mobility, and status. Cowen pushes readers to view inequality not as a temporary policy failure alone, but as a structural feature of an economy where scalable technology and global markets concentrate rewards. The topic frames the rest of the book as a practical question: how can individuals and societies respond when average outcomes no longer describe the typical experience and when the distribution of opportunity becomes the defining economic fact? Secondly, human plus machine, skills that complement intelligent technologies, Cowen emphasizes that the best opportunities increasingly go to people who can work with, not against, smart machines. The key is complementarity, pairing human judgment, creativity, empathy, and domain expertise with tools that analyze data, automate routine tasks, and scale output. This shifts what education and training should prioritize. Instead of only mastering a fixed body of knowledge, readers are urged to develop the ability to learn quickly, use digital tools fluently, and translate complex information into decisions and products. Cowen also highlights the importance of being measurable and accountable, because technology often makes performance more transparent. In practice, this can mean building quantitative literacy, improving communication skills that help teams act on analytics, and gaining experience in environments where software is central to the workflow. Another dimension is reputation and signaling. In a competitive, information-rich market, credible demonstrations of skill matter, from portfolios to certifications to track records. The broader takeaway is that career resilience comes from becoming the person who can frame problems, interpret outputs, and apply them ethically and effectively, while letting machines handle what they do best. Thirdly, education, credentialing, and the new sorting mechanisms. The book explores how education systems and labor markets increasingly sort people into divergent paths. Cowen argues that credentials alone are less reliable as a guarantee of prosperity, yet sorting pressures intensify because employers seek strong signals of capability in a world of abundant applicants and fast-changing job requirements. This creates tension. Traditional degrees may be expensive and slow to update, while employers still use them as filters. Cowen encourages thinking in terms of practical human capital, not just time spent in school. That includes targeted training, continuous skill upgrades, and the ability to demonstrate competence through real outputs. He also discusses how technology enables new forms of learning and assessment, from online courses to data-driven evaluation, which can widen access but also intensify competition by making talent more visible. For readers, the implication is to treat education as an ongoing strategy rather than a single life stage. Choosing programs that build adaptable skills, seeking mentors and networks, and pursuing experiences that reveal work habits and problem-solving ability can be as important as collecting credentials. The topic underscores that the future rewards people who proactively manage their learning and signals in a more crowded, transparent marketplace. Fourthly, a high inequality society, work, community, and social stability. Cowen does not discuss labor markets in isolation. He considers what happens to communities and social cohesion when economic outcomes diverge sharply. In a more unequal economy, geographic clustering can intensify, with thriving hubs attracting high-skill workers and investment, while other regions struggle with fewer opportunities. This can affect housing, family formation, health, and civic trust. Cowan suggests that many jobs will still exist, but may offer lower prestige or weaker bargaining power, making dignity and recognition important social issues alongside income. He also addresses how organizations and institutions might respond, including redesigning work to fit human strengths, creating clearer pathways for advancement, and using technology to improve service delivery. The theme is that stability requires more than GDP growth. It requires social arrangements that help people handle volatility and maintain a sense of purpose. For policymakers and citizens, the challenge is balancing dynamism with support, encouraging innovation and mobility while investing in systems that reduce catastrophic downside risks. For individual readers, it is a prompt to think about place, networks, and community ties as economic assets that can buffer uncertainty in an era when the labor market alone may not provide security. Lastly, personal strategy in the post-average economy, a practical thread running through the book, is the idea that individuals must make more deliberate choices about how they create value. Cowan urges readers to identify where they can become excellent rather than merely adequate, because the marketplace increasingly pays for standout performance and unique combinations of skills. That may involve specializing in a niche, blending technical and interpersonal abilities, or positioning oneself at the intersection of fields where coordination and translation are scarce. He also stresses adaptability, building habits of experimentation, learning from feedback, and staying close to fast-moving tools and industries. Another element is understanding incentives and evaluation, since many jobs are becoming more data-driven and benchmarked. Readers are encouraged to seek environments where their strengths are visible and rewarded, and to cultivate professional networks that open doors to high-trust opportunities. Cowan also implies that lifestyle decisions, such as where to live and how to manage risk, become more consequential when outcomes spread out. The broader message is not to panic but to plan. Treat your career as a portfolio of skills and relationships, invest in capabilities that scale with technology, and pursue roles where you can amplify the value of others as well as yourself. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a realistic, economics-informed view of the future of work, students choosing fields of study, mid-career professionals sensing that their roles are being reshaped by automation, managers building teams in data-driven organizations, and policy-minded readers concerned about inequality and mobility. Its main benefit is clarity. Cowan links macro forces to concrete implications, helping readers see why familiar career advice may fail when markets reward complementarity with technology and when performance becomes more measurable and scalable. That perspective can improve life decisions by encouraging continuous learning, smarter skill stacking, and more intentional choices about networks and locations. The book is also worth buying compared to similar titles because it does not rely on a simple robots take all story or purely motivational guidance. It combines a broad economic diagnosis with a practical emphasis on adaptation, offering readers both a framework for understanding polarization and a set of strategies for remaining valuable. Even if you disagree with parts of the argument, the book is a strong catalyst for planning. It pushes you to ask how you will stand out, how you will work with intelligent tools, and how you will build resilience in a world where average outcomes can no longer be assumed. If you would like to support Tyler Cowan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.